This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. How did we end up in this country with this special hyper-protected class of rioters and looters who are never required to follow any laws whatsoever? And they have unlimited rights to speak, even when they are calling for violence and calling for arson and property destruction. Twitter celebrates them. Amazon celebrates them. Apple celebrates them. All the tech giants are in on this. The media celebrates them. Meanwhile, the rest of us in society have to follow laws, and we are censored when we love our country. We are censored when we stand with police and civility and law and order. We are censored, but these lawless, violent rioters are allowed to do anything and everything they want. They're allowed to use violence to demand whatever they want. Reparations, you know, unlimited speech, killing whites. These are the things they demand. Killing the president. And this is beyond insane at this point. It's beyond insane. We are under siege. Our country is under siege. This is a state of warfare. And by the way, compare this, the media coverage of this, how the media is celebrating it. It's so wonderful. All these looters and rioters. Compare that to the way the media covered the Malheur Refuge. Remember the cowboys who were arrested by the Bureau of Land Management, I think, initially, or BLM was involved with some minor trespassing issue. Remember that? But the whole left-wing media said, oh my God, the country's under attack because these ranchers took over some unoccupied federal wildlife log cabin out in the middle of nowhere. And that was supposed to be the worst thing ever to happen in America. But the same media today sees the rioters and looters burning down buildings in 50-plus cities across America. And they say, that's progress. That's free speech, they say. And we're not allowed to say anything about stopping it. We're not allowed to fight back. We're not allowed to protect our property. We're not allowed to shoot the rioters. Oh no, that would be the worst thing ever. To defend yourself with a firearm against a privileged rioter and looter who has unlimited power in our society, can never be questioned, can do anything they want. This is insanity, okay? And you probably, like me, have had enough of it, and you'll probably agree with me when I say it is time for President Trump to deploy the military, invoke the Insurrection Act, deputize all concealed carry holders nationwide, and send a message to everybody that if rioters, looters, radical left-wing Antifa lunatics, if they come for you, you should shoot them dead. And that goes for police and sheriffs and federal agents, business owners and homeowners, and neighborhood watch people. I mean, if the radical, violent Antifa terrorists come for you, you should shoot them dead. It should be a universal rule across the country. That's the only way to deal with this. You can't just evacuate all your neighborhoods and all your cities and just say, oh, we're going to let these people burn it down because they're angry, because they don't have any money. We're just going to let them burn down the rest of society. What, that doesn't make any logical sense. The rest of us are working, paying taxes, following the laws, you know, getting our permits and licenses and vehicle inspections and everything else, while these looters and rioters are just given, oh, here, just burn down our cities, burn down the infrastructure, burn down America. Why? Oh, because we are supposed to have white guilt. White guilt? We shouldn't have white guilt. What did we do against anybody? I mean, if anything, my effort has been pro-human. Pro-human for all of humanity, regardless of skin color. I don't have any guilt about my skin color. I frankly have shame about all of humanity being so blind to the obvious truths about how we can all be free and we can all be healthy. We can all be abundant if we would just stop the censorship and, you know, crush Big Pharma, by the way, and shut down the tech giants. We would all be more free and more abundant, regardless of our skin color. But no, we're supposed to be guilty for the way that we were born. isn't that amazing? The same leftists who used to say that, you know, you're born gay and you didn't have a choice, and no one should condemn you for the way you were born if you were born gay. Well, now they say if you're born white, then you're evil. I mean, that's the insanity of what this has come to. Well, enough is enough. It's time to stop the shenanigans. It's time to deploy the Insurrection Act, the National Guard, the military, armed citizens, whatever it takes to restore law and order across America and stop this communist, radical left-wing Antifa insurrection, this attempted takeover of America. It's time to put them down. It's time to stop this. It's time to defend America. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Be safe.